The last couple of days, we've been talking about the Braisa on Daf Lamed, which lists some of the Yisurim that apply to Tisha B'Av. The Braisa begins, Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. It sets forth a general statement that all of the halachas that apply to an Avel during Shiva apply on Tisha B'Av as well. And then it lists some of the details. It mentions some of these Yisurim. First, it talks about the Chamisha Inuyim, and then it mentions the Yisur of Talmud Torah. But the Braisa does not mention all of the Yisurim that apply to an Avel during Shiva. And the question is there a general comparison that all halachas that apply to an Avel Toch Shiva apply on Tisha B'Av as well? Or are there any exceptions to the rule? Take, for instance, the Isser of Tefillin. An Avel on the first day of Shiva does not wear Tefillin. The question is, does this Isser apply to Tisha B'Av or not? This is a question that the Rosh discusses. The Rosh in Simen Lamed Zayin begins by saying that, first of all, you should realize that when the Braisa says, Kol mitzvos hanogos b'avel nogos b'tisha b'av, it's only referring to the mitzvos lo saseh of Avel. It's not talking about the mitzvos saseh. The mitzvos lo saseh, like the Isser of rechitza, of bathing, and sicha, anointing oneself with fragrances, ne'ilas sasandal, tashmi shamita, talmud torah, she'la shalom, these isurim, the mitzvos lo saseh, the mitzvos that an Avel doesn't do, the actions that an Avel has to abstain from, these apply to tisha b'av. But the mitzvahs I say, like kfiyas hamita, natifas arosh, like turning over the bed, or wrapping one's head, like the Avelim used to do, we happen not to have either of these minhagim now, but it used to be that Avelim Tok Shiva would turn over the bed and they would wrap their heads. So says the Rosh, these don't apply to Tisha B'Av. Only the mitzvahs lo saseh Shiva Avel apply to Tisha B'Av. But then he points out that even though tefillin is a mitzvahs lo saseh Shiva Avel, tefillin is one of those things that an Avel abstains from, at least on the first day, so one would imagine that it should apply to Tisha B'Av. The reality is that it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. The Isser of Tefillin, which applies to an Avel on the first day, will not apply to Tisha B'Av. He says it's mistaber that one is chayav to wear Tefillin on Tisha B'Av, kevan de ba'avel gufe lo mitzvah ela b'yom rishon, since an Avel is only Isser and Tefillin on the first day of Avelus, v'lo chomer Tisha B'Av mishivas yimei Avelus. Tisha B'Av is not more chomer than any of the days of Shiva. Meaning, if there's any kind of a heter during Shiva to do something, then it should be mutter on Tisha B'Av as well. If something is asur throughout Shiva, so then we can understand why it should be asur on Tisha B'Av. So because we find that after the first day an Avel is allowed to wear tefillin, claims the Rosh, it makes sense that on Tisha B'Av we should be allowed to wear tefillin. In fact, we should be chayav to wear tefillin because it's a mitzvah saseh daraisa. And he brings two rayas to this yesod that Tisha B'Av can't be worse than any stage of Shiva. If there's some part of Shiva in which there's a heter, so then that heter has to apply to Tisha B'Av as well. He says, first of all, we find when it comes to malacha, an Avel is also basiyas malacha, an Avel can't do malacha during Shiva, but we find that after the first 3 days of Shiva, if he's an ani she'en lo mayochal, he can be also malacha, but sinah b'soch beiso, he can do malacha privately in his own home. So there's a distinction, says the Rosh, between the first 3 days of Shiva and the second half of Shiva. We find on Tisha B'Av as well that there are some who had a minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av, others don't. Some have a minig to do malach on Tisha B'Av. So you see that there's a comparison between the second half of Shiva, after the Gimel Yomim Rishonim of Shiva, which are more chamur, there's a heter to do malacha in the second half of Shiva. There's this comparison between the second half of Shiva and Tisha B'Av, that just like in Shiva, there is a heter to do malach in the second half. So too, in Tisha B'Av, there is a heter to do malach. There is a minig in certain places not to, but those who don't have the minig do have a heter to do malach. He says, similarly, when it comes to She'la Shalom, we also find a split in terms of Shiva. The first 3 days of Shiva, the Avel is also b'She'la Shalom. He's not allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to anyone. Not only can he ask Shalom of someone else, but even if someone asks him Shalom or gives him Shalom Aleichem, he can't return the Shalom. He's not Meshav Shalom either. But yet, after the first 3 days of Shiva, the Avel, even though he can't be Shalom B'Shalom Acherim, but he can be Meshav Shalom L'Chol Adam, says the Rosh, this in addition, this also seems to be a comparison between Avel and Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that we can't be Shalom B'Shalom Acherim, that if someone gives us Shalom, then we can be Meshav Shalom L'Chol Adam. So you see, claims the Rosh, that Tisha B'Av is not compared to the first 3 days of Shiva, compared to the second half of Shiva. If you find some kind of a kula during Shiva, so that kula will translate it, will transfer to Tisha B'Av as well. So he says the same should hold true for Tefillin. Tefillin is only usher for an Avel the first day of Shiva. So there should be no reason why it should be asa to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av can't be more chomer than any stage of Shiva. And since there is a heta to wear tefillin for an avel after the first day of Shiva, so then there should be a heta to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av as well. This is the position of the Rush, that it's mutter to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. In fact, there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. There's really no difference between Tisha B'Av and any other day of the year. But then the Rush quotes from the Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Mirutenberg, who writes in his Hilchos Machos that on Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to wear tefillin. Just like there's an Isser for an Ovel to wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva, so too on Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to wear tefillin. Why not? So the Maram says, V'nira de b'tisha b'av ein laniach tefillin kemo b'yom rishon da'ovel, de'ein yom mar yosef imenu yom kavua b'chiyo l'doros. The Maram Rittenberg says that on Tisha B'Av we don't wear tefillin because it is like the first day of Shiva. Just like the first day of Shiva is more bitter, like the Pasuk says, V'achrita k'yom mar, so too, Tisha B'Av is a yom kavua b'chiyo l'doros, it's a yom bechi, it's a day for crying. So it's a yom mar, like the first day of Shiva. What the Rosh and the Maram seem to be disagreeing about is how to view Tisha B'Av. Should Tisha B'Av be viewed like the first day of Shiva? Or should Tisha B'Av be viewed like the second half of Shiva? Not only is it not the first day, but it's not even like the first 3 days. But rather, it's like the second half of Shiva. So the Heterim that applied to the second half of Shiva would apply to Tisha B'Av as well. The Maram assumes that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Kavua B'Chi L'Daros. It's a Yom Maris. It should be like the first day of Shiva. The Rush, on the other hand, claims that it should be no worse than the second half of Shiva after the first 3 days. The Hagalos Maimini, though, in Hilchos Tainios, Perikei Os Gimel, does point out that the Maram himself was noig to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, from the time of Mincha, which is how we paskin. In Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph, we paskin, and this is our minig, that we don't wear tefillin on the morning of Tisha B'Av, but then in the afternoon, for Mincha time, and at Mincha time, we do wear tefillin. So apparently what the Maram himself assumed is that even if we'll say that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Mar, but we split the day of Tisha B'Av in half. The first part of Tisha B'Av is like the first day of Shiva, but then the second half of Tisha B'Av, Min HaMincha U'Lamala, we assume is like the other days of Shiva. It's more lenient, and that's why there's a heter to wear tefillin then. These are the basic positions of the Rush and the Maram. The Rush assumes that there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av is like the second half of Shiva, and the Maram assumes, no, the morning of Tisha B'Av is like the first day of Shiva, and then in the afternoon there's a heter to wear tefillin because it's like the other days of Shiva. The problem with the Maram is another statement that the Maram makes that the Rush quotes in Simen Lamed Ches. The Maram there is talking about whether it's mutter for an ovel who's in the middle of Shiva to come to shul on Tisha B'Av. We know the halacha is that an ovel is not allowed to leave his home, at least during the first 3 days of Shiva. He can't leave his home for any reason. But then after the first 3 days of Shiva, he can go to a beis ovel. He goes to a beis ovel, but he's eino yoshev b'makom ha-menachemim, el b'makom ha-misnachemim. He acts like in one of the avelim in the beis ovel. So the question is, what should the Ovel do on Tisha B'Av? Everyone is going to shul. Is he allowed to go to shul or not? So the Maram says, V'nagu she'ovel holech b'lel Tisha B'Av l'beis ha-kneses, v'chein l'machar asad gemar kinos, v'oz holech l'beiso. The Maram assumed that the Ovel is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av both at night and by day, until the end of kinos. Why? So he says, because b'tisha b'av nami havika avel migimel yamim ve'elech, v'holech l'beis ha-knesses im sha'ar ha-kohol shehem kamo avelim. On Tisha B'Av, it's like an ovel from gimel yamim ve'elech, the second half of Shiva. So therefore, the ovel is allowed to go to shul together with the other, with the members of the kohol, with the tzibur, who are all like avelim. So what's the Maram saying? Tisha B'Av is like after gimel yamim ve'elech, it's like the second half of Shiva, so therefore, the Ovel is allowed to go to shul? What does that mean? So the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes and Sivov in his Bedek Habayis, he explains that what the Maram means when he says that Megimel Yamim Ve'elech, the Ovel is allowed to go to shul, that Tisha B'Av is viewed as Megimel Yamim Ve'elech, and that's why the Ovel is allowed to go to shul, Taimo Mimneshu Avelos Yeshana. Since the Avelos of Tisha B'Av is an Avelos Yeshana, Lo Chamira Ela Kamo Ovel Megimel Yamim Ve'elech. Therefore, it's not as chamor as an Ovel in the middle of Shiva, all parts of Shiva, but rather it's no more chomer than the second half of Shiva. So that's why, claims the Beis Yosef, that's why the Maharam assumes that an Ovel is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is an Avelas Yishana anyway, so it's not going to be more Chomer than the second half of Shiva. At first glance, this Maharam Rutenberg is very difficult, because we just mentioned that the Maharam, when it comes to Tefillin, assumes that the morning of Tisha B'Av is like the first day of Shiva. Only in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av do we assume that the Avelis is more kal. But the morning of Tisha B'Av is like the first day of Shiva. So how can the Maharam say that an Avel is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av because it's no worse than the first 3 days, than the last three, it's no worse than the second half of Shiva? The Maharam himself says that there's an Issa to wear tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av because it's like the first day of Shiva. It seems to be a stira galuya in the Maharam itself. So maybe we can answer this question if we better understand what the Maharam is talking about. What kind of Ovel are we discussing here? We're talking about an Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, or an Ovel in the second half of Shiva? What kind of Ovel is allowed to go to shul? At first glance, it seems a little bit strange. If we're talking about an Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, so why does it matter that on Tisha B'Av, everyone, all of Klal Yisrael, are viewed like Avelim after the first 3 days of Shiva? The reality is, this Ovel is in his first 3 days. So if he's in his first 3 days, what's the heter for him to go to shul? And if we're talking about an Ovel after the first 3 days of Shiva, so then why does it matter? Why should it matter that Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days of Shiva? Even if Tisha B'Av were treated like the first day of Shiva, the Ovel would still be allowed to go to shul, because he's after the first 3 days of Shiva. He's in the second half of Shiva, and everyone is allowed to go to shul. All of Klal Yisrael goes to shul on Tisha B'Av, so he's no worse than every other member of Klal Yisrael. So what exactly is the Maharam saying? That because Tisha B'Av is treated like the second half of Shiva, so therefore it's mutter for the Ovel to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. So there's actually a machlokas in the poskim. What kind of Ovel is the Maharam Rutenberg discussing? The Karban Esanel, in Os Aleph, there on the Rush, he assumes that the Maharam must be talking about an Ovel after Shlosha Yomim Rishonim. He must be talking about an Ovel after the first 3 days of Shiva. Because if we're talking about an Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, what's the heter for him to go to shul at all? This is the approach of the Karban Esanel. So what does the Maharam mean when he says that Tisha B'Av is like an Ovel Megimel Yamim Ve'elech? What you have to say, according to the Karban Esanel, is like what the Nesiv Chaim, the Hagos Nesiv Chaim on the side of the Magen Avram says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes of Kot Meches. The Nesiv Chaim explains that maybe what the Maharam is trying to tell us is, why is it mutter for everyone else to go to shul? The Ovel is after the first 3 days of Shiva, fine. But if everyone else is treated like an Ovel on Tisha B'Av within the first 3 days of Shiva, so how can anyone go to shul? So that's what the Maharam is saying. On Tisha B'Av, all of Klal Yisrael are treated like Avelim from Gimel Yamim Ve'elech. And because they're treated like Avelim from Gimel Yamim Ve'elech, therefore it's mutter for everyone to go to shul as well. So if the Ovel is Migimel Yom Ve'elech, if the Ovel is after the first 3 days of Shiva, so then he's no worse than the rest of Klal Yisrael, and that's why he's able to come to shul. So it's not that the Maharam at this point was explaining the status of the Ovel, that the Ovel on Tisha B'Av is always viewed like an Ovel after the first 3 days. No, it depends. If he's within his first 3 days, we don't treat him automatically like an Ovel after the first 3 days. But if the Ovel himself is holding in Shiva after the first 3 days, so then he'd be allowed to go to shul, because he's no worse than the rest of Klal Yisrael, and everyone else is treated like Avelim after the first 3 days as well. So that's why the Ovel would be allowed to go to shul. The Magen Avram himself there, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes of Kot Meches, disagrees. He claims that the Maharam is talking about even an Ovel Toch Gimel Yamim Rishonim, an Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva. So what's the heter for the Ovel to go to shul? How could he go to shul if he's in the first 3 days of Shiva? We know that in the first 3 days, and Ovel is not allowed to leave his home, and he's not allowed to leave his home at all. So how can he go to shul? So the answer must be that's exactly what the Maharam is saying. This is how the Levush Esrod explains the Magen Avram. The Maharam is saying that even if the Ovel himself is within the first 3 days of his Shiva, but on Tisha B'Av everyone is viewed as an Ovel Megimel Yamim Ve'elech, not only the rest of Klal Yisrael who are not Avelim for their Korah, for their Krovim, they don't have any Avelis Chadosha on them, but even the Ovel himself is viewed like an Ovel Megimel Yamim Ve'elech, and that's why he's no worse than the rest of the Kohal. The rest of the Kohal are like Avelim, but they're like Avelim Megimel Yamim Ve'elech. The Ovel as well, even if he's Toch Gimel Yamim Rishonim, Nevertheless, he's viewed like the rest of the Kohel who are like Avelim after the Gimel Yomim Rishon. That certainly is meduyuk better in the Lashon of the Maram, I think, because what does he say? Ubetishabav nami havika ovel megimel yom ve'elech. He's talking in the singular. It sounds like he's referring to the ovel himself. That this ovel, even if he's not megimel yom ve'elech, but halachically we treat him as megimel yom ve'elech. So the pshat of the Magen Avram seems to work better within the Maram. But the question is, what's the svara of the Magen Avram? Why should the Magen Avram assume, according to the Maram, that even an ovel who's Toch Gimel Yamim Rishonim, he should be viewed on Tisha B'Av like La'acha Gimel Yamim Rishonim. I think maybe we can explain the Magen Avram better if we understand the nature of this Issa for an Ovel to leave his home in the first 3 days of Shiva, and how that Issa changes a little bit for the second half of Shiva. The Trumas HaDeshen in Simen Reish Tzadi discusses the Shaila. We know the Trumas HaDeshen was not really asked these questions. He made up the Shailas because he wanted to talk about these issues. So apparently he thought this was a very important issue to address. The Trumas HaDeshen raises the question whether an Ovel, after the first 3 days of Shiva, can he leave his home not to go to a Beis Ovel, but just to change his location. He wants to change the Shiva home. He wants to sit Shiva for a couple of days in a different place. So can he leave his home at night, even if he's not going to a Beis Avel? We know there's a special heter for the Avel after Gimel Yom Rishonim to go to a Beis Avel, to leave his home in order to go to a Beis Avel. But can he leave his home stam, even if he's not going to go to a Beis Avel, as long as he leaves at night? That's the shaila that the Trumas HaDeshen raises. And he suggests that it should be mutter for the Avel to leave his home after the first 3 days of Shiva. Because, as he says, the whole issa for an ovel to leave his home during Shiva is kedesh lo yishkach aveluso kishyelech etzel chaburas bnei adam. It's so that he shouldn't forget his avelus. He should stay focused on his avelus, and not become distracted when he mingles with other people. We mentioned that when it comes to avelus chadosh, we don't really find this idea of hesach hadas, that we're afraid that the ovel is gonna not stay focused on his avelus. But you see here that the Trumas HaDeshen assumes, at least regarding this isser of leaving one's home, there is this concept that we're afraid that the avel is going to become distracted, he won't stay focused on his avelus, and that's why there might be certainly surim for an avel. It is interesting that this idea, this concern of hesach hadas, does apply even to avelus chadash, at least in this limited sense. So says the Trumas HaDeshen, if the whole reason why the avel is not allowed to leave his home in the middle of Shiva, let's say in the second half of Shiva, is so that he shouldn't forget his avelus. So that's only true if he's going to mingle with other people. But if he leaves at night, if he leaves the home at night and he's not going to see other people, then there should be no problem. He says it's precisely for this reason why it's mutter for the avel to leave his home in order to go to a Beis Avel in the second half of Shiva. Because he's not going to forget his avelus by going to the Beis Avel. He's going to sit in Mokom HaMisnachem and he's going to be one of the avelim there as well. So he won't forget his avelus. He's not going to be schmoozing with other people. So the Trumas HaDeshen suggests, he thinks for the same reason it should be mutter for the avel to leave his home at night. If he's not going to mingle with other people, there's no concern that he's going to forget his avelus. And he goes further. The Trumas HaDeshen says, you know why it's mutter? The Chachamim had to be matir, the avel, to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. You know why they needed a special heter? They need a special heter because the Avel is going to shul and he's going to mingle with other people. So because he's going to mingle with other people, there's the concern that he'll forget his Avelus. So that's why they needed a special heter to be matir the Avel to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. This is what the Trumas HaDeshen writes to explain the Isser and perhaps certain heterim for an Avel to leave his home in the second half of Shiva. How about in the first 3 days of Shiva? Why is it usher for an Avel to leave his home even to go to a Beis Avel the first half of Shiva? So the Bach in Simen Shin Sari Gimel, Sif Aleph, this is the last page of your packet. The Bach quotes from the Raiva that even someone who's an Oni is also to do Malach in the first 3 days of Shiva. Because as Chazal say, Shlosha Lebechi, the first 3 days of Avelos are miyuchad for crying. V'miyaso b'malacha yis'atza lebechi. And if he gets involved with Malacha, he'll be negligent, he'll be delinquent in his Bechi, he won't cry as much. It's interesting, you see from this that when Chazal say Gimel Yamim Lebechi, they don't only mean that that's the normal way that an Ovel acts. We know there's an old minig not to be Menachem Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, because we're afraid the Ovel won't feel as comfortable, He wants to be able to cry, and people are going to come, and he'll feel uncomfortable to cry in front of other people. Of course, someone who's a close relative or a close friend of the Avel, he shouldn't leave the Avel alone. He should go be Menachem Avel. But others have a tendency of staying away until the beginning of the third day. Meaning, let's say the Kvura is on Sunday afternoon, so they'll stay away until Monday night, because Sunday is the first day of Shiva, and then Monday is the second day of Shiva, and already Monday night is the beginning of the third day, so they'll stay away until the beginning of the third day. But from this Ravid, you get the impression that Gimel Yamim Lebechi is not just a mitzius, it's not just the way that the Avel is, but it's a halacha, that there's a chiyuv on the Avel to cry for 3 days, and if he'll be misatzel Bebechi, then he'll violate this mitzvah, so to speak. And that's why, even if someone is an ani and he needs the parnassah, he's not allowed to do malacha in the first 3 days of Shiva, even b'tzina b'sof beiso, even if he does it privately. Says the Bach, that is exactly the reason for why an ovel is not allowed to leave his home in the first 3 days of Shiva, even to go to a beis hakfaros, even to go to a beis ovel. Because even if he won't forget his avelus, as we quoted from the Trumas HaDeshen, nevertheless, he'll be misatzel bebechi. Because if he leaves his home, he's not going to be focused on the crime. And the Bach suggests that maybe that's why the Gemara actually puts the halacha of malacha, the isra malacha for an ovel, and the isra to leave one's home, the Gemara puts them together. Why? Because they're really based on the same principle, that the first 3 days of Shiva, one can't do any malacha, and one can't leave his home even to go to a Beis Avot, to go to a Beis HaKfaros, because we're afraid that he'll be misatzel bebechi, and the ovel somehow has this chiyuv, he has an achrayas, a mitzvah, to be bocha for his karov. So in order that he shouldn't be misatzel bebechi, Chazal said he's not allowed to leave his home in the first 3 days, and he's not allowed to do any kind of malacha whatsoever. So I think based on this Trumas HaDeshen and the Bach, I think we can better understand what the Maram was saying. Again, the Magen Avraham explained that the Maram was talking about an ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, not like the Korban Asano. The Korban Asano assumed that the Maram was talking about an ovel in the second half of Shiva. And the whole chiddush of the Maram is to explain why the rest of Klal Yisrael can go to shul as well. That if everyone is like an ovel la'achar gimel yom rishonim, so that's why everyone can go to shul. And so if this ovel is also la'achar gimel yom rishonim, he can join the rest of Klal Yisrael in shul. So according to the Korban Asano, that fits in well with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef explained that since Tisha B'Av is only Avelos Yishona anyway, so that's why it's like the second half of Shiva, and that's why everyone can go to shul, not only the rest of Klal Yisrael, but this Ovel, not only the Ovel who's Li'acha Gimel Yom Rishona, but the rest of Klal Yisrael as well, because they're also like after the Gimel Yom Rishona. But the Magen Avraham himself assumes that the Maram was talking about an Ovel Toch Gimel Yom Rishona, but even in the first 3 days of Shiva, the Ovel is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. So how could that be? If he's told Gimel Yom Rishon, and what kind of a heter is there for him to go to shul? So I think the answer might be based on this Bach. The Bach is quoting the Ravid. The Ravid says that the reason why an Ovel can't leave his home for any purpose, even to go to a Beis Ovel, even to go to a Beis HaKfaros in the first 3 days of Shiva, is because he'll be misatzel bebechi. He won't cry as much. Why is he not going to cry as much if he goes to a Beis Ovel? So maybe the answer is, if he goes to a Beis Ovel, if he's b'makom menachamim, even if he sits b'makom hamisnachamim, even if he sits with the Avelim, but since there are menachamim there are other people there who are not Avelim, so he feels uncomfortable to cry. He'll cry amongst Avelim, but he won't cry amongst menachamim. So if he goes to a Beis Ovel, maybe he'll be misatzel bebechi because he'll feel uncomfortable to cry. That only applies, though, if he goes to a Beis Ovel and there are some people who are not Avelim. But since on Tisha B'Av all of Klal Yisrael are like Avelim, so the Avel, even if he's Tokim L'Yam Rishonim, why is he going to be Misatzel Bebechi? People cry in Shul on Tisha B'Av. There are many people who cry in Shul. So it's not a makom that the Avel will feel uncomfortable to cry. The Avel will cry for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he'll cry for his relative also. So the only... Perhaps what the Ravid meant is that if the Ovel is going to go to a Beis Ovel and he'll be with Menachem and he'll be with people who are not Ba'avelis, so then he'll feel uncomfortable crying. But on Tisha B'Av, since everyone is like Avelim, so then this whole idea that he'll be Misatzel Bebechi doesn't apply, because the Ovel will cry just as much if he goes to Shul. He'll be with other people who are crying anyway, and there are no people who are not Avelim. They're everyone. All of Klal Yisrael are like Avelim. So therefore, maybe this whole idea that the oven will be misatzel bebechi doesn't apply. Maybe that's exactly what the Maran meant when he said that Tisha B'Av nami havika oven megimel yamim ve'elech. That the Ovel, even if he's talking Mil Yom Rishonim, Al Pidin he's like Megimel Yamim Ve'elech, because this idea of Shelo Yisatzel Bebechi doesn't apply at all, because he's only with other Avelim anyway. So therefore, there's no reason for him to abstain from coming to Shul, because even though, technically speaking, practically speaking, he is in the first 3 days of Shiva, but halachically speaking, he's viewed as though he's in the second half of Shiva. So that's exactly why it should be mutter for him to go to Shul. According to this, we can answer the stira, the contradiction that we had in the Maram. We asked, how could it be that the Maram, on the one hand, claims that there's an issur to wear tefillin in the first half of Tisha B'Av because it's like an ovel in the first day of Shiva, and nevertheless, the Maram, quoted by the Rosh in Simen Lamed Ches, says that it's mutter for an ovel to come to Shul, as we'll explain from the Magen Avram, it's mutter for an ovel, even Tokim Yom Rishon, to come to Shul, because on Tisha B'Av, we're like an ovel after the Gimel Yamim Rishonim. So isn't it Doch Astir in the Maram? Are we treated like Avelim after the Gimel Yamim Rishonim on Tisha B'Av, or are we treated like Avelim on the first day of Tisha B'Av? The answer is, it depends what you're talking about. Vis-a-vis Tfilin, the Maram assumed that we have the status of an ovel in the first day of Shiva. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is like a Yom Mar, it's Yom Kavua B'Chiyah L'Doros, it's a Yom Mar, it's like the first day of Shiva. The Maram was only saying that regarding the halacha of going to shul, an ovel is like an ovel, even if he's told Gimel Yom Rishonim, it's really like an ovel after Gimel Yom Rishonim, because the whole time to aser an ovel to leave his home in the first 3 days of Shiva doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. If the reason why it's aser for the ovel to leave his home the first 3 days of Shiva is because he'll be misatzel bebechi, he'll be delinquent and crying for his mace, because he's uncomfortable crying, even if he goes to a Beis Avel, he won't want to cry amongst Menachamim. So that only applies if he's going to go to a Beis Avel, and some people are not going to be Avelim. But on Tisha B'Av, since all of Klal Yisrael are like Avelim, and other people are, and they're going to be crying as well if he goes to Shul, so the Avel is not going to hold back from crying. He'll cry just as much. He'll cry for the Churban, he'll cry for his relative, he'll do all the crying that he wants to do, and he won't feel inhibited. So if that's the case, then regarding going to shul, the ovel will have a status of an ovel after Gimel Yom Rishonim, even if factually he's in the first of the 3 days of Shiva. So there's no steer in the Maram, because it depends what you're talking about. Vis-a-vis tefillin, we'll treat Tisha B'Av as the first day of Shiva, but vis-a-vis the halach of the ovel going to shul on Tisha B'Av, we'll treat the ovel like one who's Megimel Yamim Ve'elech after the Gimel Yamim Rishonim, and therefore it'll be mutter for him to go to shul, because the whole idea of being Misatzel Bevechi won't apply to the Ovel in such a context.